This is Day to Day from NPR News in Los Angeles. I'm Alex Chadwick. Do you believe that you could live happily without a mate? Would you prefer being alone rather than in a relationship that's not fulfilling? If you answer yes to questions like these, you could be a quirky alone. Writer Sasha Kagan coined that phrase, and Alex Cohen reports on how the term and the book of the same name have led to a new trend among American singles.
It was midnight, New Year's Eve, 1998, and 25-year-old Sasha Kagan found herself smoochless again. The next morning, the perennially single writer spent a good chunk of time talking with her other perennially single girlfriends about why they were perennially single. Suddenly, two small words popped into her head that seemed to perfectly sum up her status in life: quirky alone. Kagan says the term is the ultimate declaration of independence from the tyranny of coupledom.
The thumbnail definition of a quirky alone is someone who enjoys being single and would prefer to be single rather than to date for the sake of dating or to be in a relationship just for the sake of being in a couple.
Still feeling a bit unclear on the concept? Okay, let's take a look at the annals of quirky alone history. According to Sasha Kagan, Cleopatra, Elizabeth I, Henry David Thoreau, and Virginia Woolf were all quirky alones. They also abound in pop culture. Laverne and Shirley, The Women of Sex and the City, Bea Arthur in The Golden Girls, quintessential quirky alone.
Look, Dorothy, can I ask you a personal question?
Yes.
You're divorced.
Yes.
How's your social life? Do you see men?
What in the world does seeing men have to do with anything?
Taking a cue from the Golden Girls, Sasha Kagan thought it might be wise to form a community of like-minded men and women, seeing as quirky alones are often the minority. She wrote an essay suggesting as much that appeared in the debut issue of a zine called To-Do List. That essay was then published by the Utney Reader, and before long, the quadrisyllabic classification was popping up in magazines, websites, and now Sasha Kagan's new book, Quirky Alone, A Manifesto for Uncompromising Romantics. The book includes a recommended reading list, 10 quirky alone songs to sing at karaoke, even a section on the ultimate quirky alone commitment, marrying yourself. The Quirky Alone book also expands on Kagan's lexicon by introducing terms such as quirky together.
Quirky together, in its most basic sense, is a quirky alone who has entered into a long-term relationship. Sometimes they call themselves quirky alone / quirky together because they want to make sure that their quirky alone identity is not being erased.
The book also describes all the joys and hardships of being a quirky alone. Sure, being single means limitless freedom to do what you want when you want, but quirky alones also face a lot of pressure. Events like the prom, Valentine's Day, and weddings are occasions that can leave single people feeling like there's something wrong with them. 28-year-old Danielle Jatlow, who calls herself a born-again quirky alone, says sometimes well-meaning friends and family members just can't understand that quirky alones would rather be just that, alone.
Like, oh, your younger cousin is getting married, and they kind of look at you like, oh, it'll happen soon. Or maybe your relative says to you, oh, you broke up with your boyfriend, so he wasn't the one. And then I, you know, have to say, the one for what?
Jatlow has been working with Kagan on building what they call the Quirky Alone Movement. They're getting the word out there, holding events, and corresponding with fellow quirky alones across the globe. Sasha Kagan says the movement, like the book, helps quirky alones find solidarity in being single.
Really, it's a movement of individuals. There's not going to be a quirky alone march on Washington. There isn't really going to be an AARP-style advocacy group. But really, it's a way for people to start a conversation with their friends, with their family members, or with their partner, who may or may not be quirky alone and may or may not understand them.
If you want to be alone, then be alone. I don't need some stupid book to tell me that I'm okay.
Megan Sullivan is a book buyer in Cambridge, Massachusetts. She, like many other critics of the book, says the word quirky alone, much like the terms urban tribe and metrosexual, is just an unnecessary label created to sell books.
I hate nowadays that everyone is finding just these single terms to represent their lifestyles, and people are much more than that.
Sasha Kagan says she understands that some people may be uncomfortable with one label to describe their complex personalities, but counters that many people take comfort in a name. It's almost proof that being alone doesn't mean you need be lonely. For those who do feel the word resonates with them, mark your calendars. Members of the Quirky Alone movement are now preparing for the second International Quirky Alone Day, which will be celebrated in cities around the world on February 14th. For Day to Day, I'm Alex Cohen.